Right now it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Conzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, something we didn't touch on yesterday, we'll touch on today, but to start sports. What a terrible week for losing great baseball players. Bob Gibson, and then, of course,
terrible year.
Yeah, Whitey Ford, and now Joe Morgan passes away. I mean,
Tom Seaver just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's just, I don't remember. Maybe it's because they all, I don't know. I don't remember that many big stars of a sport dying within a week and a half of one another. It's just it just makes you look at the players today, and there's nothing against, you know, the game is what it is today. But then you look back and you read the records on all these people. It's a different game.
Joe Morgan hasn't played baseball in probably like 35 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You still remember him.
Yeah.
Bob Gibson hasn't played baseball in probably 45 years. You still remember him. How many of these guys playing today you're going to remember between 30 and 50 years?
Yeah, look at Whitey Ford, 50 years, 50 or 60 years since.
You're not going to remember these guys.
No, no.
You remember these guys, the guys that passed away now, because they were the standard that was set in baseball. Everybody tried to be like these guys. They played hard. They played hurt. They put up big numbers. They did what they were supposed to do. These guys today don't do that.
Well, let's go to Major League Baseball. Tampa Bay, their pitching is holding up as they defeat Houston last night. What was it? What was that, another close-scoring game?
4-2. Not only is everybody expected Tampa Bay's pitching to hold up, the question mark was Houston's pitching. And Houston's pitching has been better than Tampa Bay's, believe it or not. Lance McCullers yesterday might have had the best postseason start out of any pitcher this year. He went 7 innings, gave up 4 hits, 11 strikeouts, and 2 and 0 walks. The problem, in the first inning, Altuve made an error at second base. He bounced the ball, which would have been the third out of the inning. I think it was the second inning, actually. And then, boom, 3-run homer. So that put them down 3-0 at the time. Another home run. That's all the Tampa Bay scoring was. 2 hits, scored 4 runs. Houston left, their hitting was supposed to be their strong part. They left 11 guys on base yesterday. 11. They had plenty of opportunities to score. The Astros always seemed to make a play. And in the last inning, when they were down 4-1, they got the bases loaded with no outs. Correa's up. Springer's up. The guy that you went up. He hits a missile up the middle, a one hopper. They put on a shift. The second baseman's played perfectly, just to the left of second base. One step onto second base, the first double play, they score a run, making it 4-2. You figure game's over. They got a man on third and 2 outs. Tampa Bay walks the next 2 guys. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Not only walked the next 2 guys, walked them on 8 pitches, right? Now you have Bregman up, who's supposed to be one of your big hitters. The very first pitch, he flies out to right field. Game over. How do you swing at the first pitch when the guy just threw 8 balls in a row? I mean, that's what I'm saying. The way that baseball is supposed to be played isn't being played. You have to take a strike. I don't care if it's right down the middle. You have to take a strike. And this way you get to see a pitch, too. Then it's game on. And the ball was right down the middle. And if you swing at a pitch when a guy just threw 8 balls in a row, you have to be 100% certain you're going to knock the snot out of the ball. He hit a fly ball right. Game over. You can't do things like that. So Houston is not playing smart baseball. Tampa Bay's making great defensive plays. Houston's getting great pitching. Down 2 games to none. It's going to be tough for them to come back, especially with leaving 20 guys on base in the first 2 games.
All right, let's go on to the Dodgers versus the Braves. Could this be another Dodger swoon?
Well, are the Dodgers in the playoffs? things go together. The Dodgers in the playoffs, Dodgers lose the playoffs. They're the National League version of the Yankees. They win the most games in the National League every year and get nowhere. It's going to be the same story today. Their best pitcher pitched yesterday. It was a good game to his credit. I think he went 6, and Atlanta exploded on what was supposed to be a good Dodger bullpen. Today, Kershaw goes. I think we know how that game is going to go. The Braves are playing good baseball. They have very good young pitching. A lot of people expected them to make a lot of noise last year in the playoffs, and they just weren't seasoned enough. They got the seasoning. They got the pitching. Their starter, Freed, pitched a tremendous game yesterday, placing the ball, changing speeds. He reminded me of an old-time pitcher being able to throw in the mid-90s and the low-70s in the same breath. A very good game by the Braves. I expect them to have another good game today. They have a very balanced lineup, very dangerous throughout. Their number nine hitter led off the ninth inning to put him up 2-1 with a bomb. So the Braves are for real. I think they take care of business against the Dodgers, and they're playing real good baseball. They haven't lost a game in the playoffs yet.
Yeah, I noticed that. I said, could the Braves be this year's surprise team and win the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, very well possible. Very well possible.
All right, last night, how did we do with our pick?
I don't know. You're the football guy.
The Chargers lost. New Orleans won.
So we won.
All right. That's good. And tonight, there's possibly a game tonight.
Yeah. Well, if there's possibly a game, we can't pick it.
There's possibly a game tonight. That would be Buffalo versus Tennessee, both undefeated clubs, but Tennessee had some COVID-19 problems, so we'll have to see if they actually play it.
Yeah, no. I'm watching the Braves.
All right. So, you know, it's funny, though. I know you're not following football, but just look at this. In the division standings, Seattle is undefeated. The Rams are one game behind. The 49ers are 2-3. The Saints and Tampa Bay are tied, and Carolina are tied for first in the NFC South, 3-2. The disgusting division, the NFC East. The Cowboys are 2-3. The Eagles are 1-3-1. The Redskins 1-4. The Giants 0-5. Who's allowed the least points in that division football wise?
Oh, I don't know.
The Giants.
Well, that just shows you numbers mean nothing. Oh, the only numbers that mean something are the ones under the W and the L.
That's what Bill Parcells always said. They don't put if you win ugly, they don't put a U by the win in the column. It's just a W.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what else was great about the baseball game yesterday?
What?
Last night's game anyway. 11,000 people in the stands.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
All right. What else is up? Anything else?
No, that's a good thing. 11,000 people getting to watch a baseball game live.
Well, yeah,
that's beautiful.
Well, yeah. Well, it could have been done, but with you know, see what they did in the Oklahoma football game the other day.
No,
they people got to sit in seats that were like seven seats apart in straight lines, so up. And it gave good crowd noise, and it also allowed about not the normal 100,000 people, but it allowed about 25,000 people to see the game. Yeah. So, anyways,
that's the way it should be.
So that's,
I mean, these stadiums are so big, you could sit somewhere and not even know there's another person in the place above you. I mean, it's crazy to not allow people to see these things.
So,
especially it's an outdoor venue.
So anyway, so there's just one baseball game tonight, right?
No, there's two. Oh, they play every day.
They play every day? Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Like if some group comes out and says it's uncruel punishment to play baseball every day, you know? They may.
That's right.
They need a break.
That's right. All right.
But yeah, two games today, and baseball still can't get it right. The Dodgers play at 6:00. And then the Houston game doesn't start till 8:40. So the second game again tonight, you go to sleep without knowing who's winning.
Yep.
Why can't the Dodgers play at 3:30, 4 o'clock, like the A's did, and then you can have the other game start at 7:30?
I just
no, we can't do that.
You got so many networks. Put them all at the same time. Look what the
exactly, but make them both start at 7 o'clock.
You see what the NFL's done this year.
Imagine if the NFL did that. Why can the NFL play umpteen games at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, but baseball can't play two stinking games at the same time?
Not only that, but you know how it's like CBS used to have the AFC and...
Fox had the NFC, yeah.
Now it's all mixed up this year. They're covering games the best way they can to get them all on the air. And that means you can see... there's no more dedicated network this year.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's a good thing.
Well, when you've got all those channels and you've got the NFL Network and you've got that Red Zone, open it up so everybody can see a game at a normal time, for gosh sakes.
Why not?
Yeah, and baseball should do that as well.
I mean, you only got two baseball games tonight. You can't tell me everybody wants to watch both.
Yeah,
even me watching baseball to watch baseball, there's this little plastic thing in my hand
that
lets me change channels real quick without even getting up.
Bingo. You can watch exactly what you want to watch.
Yep.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.